Welcome once again to Community Focus, our public affairs program. I'm Mike Warford, talking about the election that took place yesterday. I'll hopefully be talking with both of the winners from the Hall County Commission race yesterday. But first off, I'm talking with Tyler Crawford, who won the District 3 runoff race yesterday with Shannon Davidson. He joined me by phone. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. What about you?
Oh, doing good. Very excited to finally pull this thing through here last night.
So. Congratulations on the victory. Tell me about the feeling you got now, the day after.
Well, last night was, it felt almost like a birthday and Christmas, like, put together. I think I was on the phone for, like, 3 hours with everybody and, a bunch of text messages. Just very, very grateful to have met a lot of really awesome people. I mean, just lots of people, you know, even before the results came in, I think I had just lots and lots of people, you know, praying for you, for the decision, you know, if you win, you know, in office, just so many people like kind of pouring out and really felt very connected to, District 3 and the people that I've talked to, prior to last night.
So now even more people to meet, you know?
Yeah, and I have gotten a bunch of those emails. I mean, I think I've gotten about 5 emails so far this morning from either people in Hall County government or kind of the civic groups around on trying to add stuff to the schedule. So, I've long thought that if anybody thinks enough of me to invite me to anything, then I will try my best to make it to that. So, I think the schedule is already starting to fill up just this morning.
So when will you find out whether or not you will receive opposition in November about what's going on with the independent candidate who's trying to receive enough signatures to get on the ballot in November?
Yeah, it'll be next month. So they have until July. I can't remember the actual date. I think it's the 13th or 15th, something like that. So we'll know next month if I'll have anybody else on the ballot with me in that race in November. So we'll know pretty quickly, I think.
So is the plan right now to go ahead and just say, I'm the new commissioner and start planning for January?
No. I mean, I think right now, you know, until that moment comes in July, I think maybe after that, depending on how that goes. But for right now, I talked to a couple of people last night and they're like, you're crazy. But I'll just keep door knocking, to be honest with you. I think like next week we've got the voting meeting has got an application there on Sardis Road and then one on Jim Hood. So I think you just keep going. I mean, I actually enjoy doing it. It's kind of weird. I don't know if there's other people that enjoy doing it, but it is kind of fun. You kind of get into a rhythm. And especially when you do, like when you talk to everybody on a road, then you meet people that know other people on the road. It's just a really neat way to kind of engage with people like that, I feel like.
So besides meeting people, tell me about the biggest thing you got to learn between now and January.
I think probably all the back end stuff. I'm sure there are things in Hall County government that I view right now a certain way, but maybe there's things that, you know, maybe I don't know all the story because I'm not being told everything. I feel like that's probably the biggest thing maybe on the horizon, which is, trying to glean as much as possible on the entirety of a situation before you have to make a choice on, you know, trying to convince two other people or more on budgetary items, on personnel decisions. So I think that's maybe part of that process, I feel like, is just hearing every single side of every issue or story.
And probably after the July deadline for the independent candidate to get their signatures, you'll go through training just like the new planning commissioners are when it comes to the Carl Vinson Institute and learning a lot about being a commissioner.
Yeah. I know there's already, of course, ACCG has their thing. And then actually it was interesting. I was talking to John Smith the other day in our tax assessor's office. And he had made mention that they do kind of have like an internal, almost like a government scholars, but like on steroids, where in the past they have, when somebody's new to the seat, they have kind of, Hall County government kind of has their own internal, like, you know, meet this department and really kind of go through with the, you know, department director. And so there is a little bit of that too, just from Hall County. But like you mentioned, I mean, there's the you know, Carl Vinson Institute and ACCG externally.
So congratulations on the victory. And I look forward to working with you. You've always got open invitations. Join me anytime you want to talk in the future when you do officially come commissioner there in District Number 3. I look forward to working with you. Thank you much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. Yeah, we'll be in touch.
All right, take care. That is Tyler Crawford, who won the District 3 runoff race yesterday. And we'll be talking with him later on about that. See, we got much more for you coming up next. Hopefully I get a chance to talk with Mark Turner, who won the District 1 race, coming up next on Community Focus, our public affairs program.